It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, heading into this hour's guest interview segment and talking about the South Lincoln Nursing Center and some recent recognition that was given. Joining me on the phone this morning is Jesse Wilcox with the South Lincoln Nursing Center, Vice President of the Center, and Sadie Dutra with the Activities Coordinator and Social Services Designee with the Center as well. Jesse, Sadie, good morning. How are you two today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing very well. I certainly appreciate you taking some time. First off, congratulations on the award and the recognition. Jesse, let's start with you. Just tell us the good news. Tell us what the award is and what kind of recognition the nursing center has received.
So we're really excited down here at South Lincoln. We were recognized by U.S. News & World for being one of the best nursing homes. There's only 21% of nursing homes across the nation that get this recognition, and we are really excited to be a part of it. It is the first time for South Lincoln Nursing Center to receive this, and it's wonderful for my staff to be recognized for the hard work that they do.
Well, it sounds like it's certainly deserving. Tell us what the qualifications are, if you will. What goes into selecting this 21% of nursing homes that receive this award?
The U.S. News & World, what they do is they run reports that pulls from comprehensive information about the overall care of the residents, safety, our health inspections, and our staffing. They also look at if there is any safety concerns, the outcomes, and how the overall care impacts the residents while they're in a nursing center. So there's quite a bit that goes into it, lots of rules and regulations. Nursing homes are one of the most regulated areas in healthcare, so it takes a lot to get to where we're at. So it's really exciting.
Also, Sadie Dutra is joining us on the call as well. Sadie, let's bring you into this conversation. Tell us what it's like day-to-day at the nursing center for South Lincoln, and tell us, go more maybe the day-to-day logistics that led to this award and recognition.
I don't think there's any day like another in long-term care. Our residents all have their own personalities and keep us running literally all day. I think a lot that has to do with us receiving this award is our staff and our team, keyword being team. We all work together to provide the best care possible for these residents, not only physically but mentally. And U.S. News & World reports added in all of our COVID restrictions with what they normally look at, and I think our team has gone above and beyond to keep our residents safe during this pandemic as well.
You know, speaking of COVID and keeping your residents safe, Sadie, as the activities coordinator, COVID, of course, put a whole nother level on that for you and trying to do activities for those in the nursing center, but still keep those protocols. Tell us more about some of the challenges with that and trying to keep the nursing center residents active while still keeping them safe.
We had to learn to be really creative, always sitting 6 foot away. A lot of activities where they would just sit in the door of their room and I would call bingo on the microphone. They would do their exercises in their doorways. We're lucky to have a really large day room after our remodel, so we're able to do some more group activities while still following all guidelines that the CDC gives us. We have branched out and tried a lot of new things, just wild, out of this world ideas, really.
Well, that's fantastic. Again, we are speaking with Jesse Wilcox and Sadie Dutra with the South Lincoln Nursing Center, recently given recognition for a 2020-21 Best Nursing Home. And Jesse, it sounds like this is all goes to your great staff. And you mentioned that this is the first time that the Nursing Center has received this recognition. It's something that you've been working in progress towards. Tell me more about the ongoing training that your staff needs to continue to progress and provide the best care possible.
We are constantly learning new things and ways to improve what we're currently doing. So we do at least one in-service a month that is specifically focused on something related to the residents, whether it be something as simple as how to chart more accurately or to take credit for what we actually are doing, or learning how to transfer a patient safely or things like that. We're constantly trying to continue to stay on top of what the newest evidence-based practices are out there. We work very hard as a team. I think that is a huge thing. The staff will bring lots of things and say, hey, we want to learn more about this or we want to learn more about this. And so we're constantly trying to incorporate all of that. So the South Lincoln, here at South Lincoln, we work as a team, and the residents and the families are also involved in that as well. So prior to COVID and all of the restrictions, we were trying to do more in services with the residents and their families as well to keep them safe as far as transfers, things like that. Because, you know, the families prior to COVID, of course, could come and take their loved one out for a little bit, or they could come and spend time with them. And so we were really trying to do more of a broad approach with all of our in-services and stuff. Unfortunately, COVID has kind of put a little bit of a hold on some of that, but we have awesome families down here, and they have been amazing in supporting this team with everything that we have been doing to try to keep the residents safe. So, and our residents have been fantastic. They've adjusted very well. Some of it was a little bit harder for them to adjust to, but they've adjusted well, and they really like some of the new different types of activities that we've been trying to do with them to incorporate keeping them busy while yet following all the rules and regulations. So, and some of the residents have actually come up with ideas of different activities that they are like, hey, I think we could do this. So it's been nice.
Again, Jesse Wilcox, South Lincoln Nursing Center Vice President, and Sadie Dutra, Activities Coordinator and Social Services Designee for South Lincoln Nursing Center, named a Best Nursing Home by U.S. News and World Report. Jesse, Sadie, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
No, I just want to give a huge shout-out to all of the support that we get, not only from my staff, the residents and the resident family, but from the community as well. They have definitely, we feel their support, and we are appreciative of it every step of the way. So I know this has been difficult, and we are really trying not to make this difficult, but we appreciate everything that they have done to support us, and it means a lot to be in a community that understands and cares and has your back. That means a lot.
Very well said. Again, Jesse Wilcox and Sadie Dutra on the weekday wake-up this morning. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.